I enjoy entertaining, and when I was in the seminary, I used to like to have parties in my room, and I would have some theme parties sometimes. And the dangerous thing about theme parties is, depending on what the theme is and if people get it, it may or may not go well. And I had some real, well, good ones, but also some real duds. But none were quite so bad as this king's wedding feast, where he actually sent people out to invite folks from the city, and they beat up, ignored, or killed those who were giving the invitations. And really what Christ is talking about initially is the story of salvation history, the fact that the Jewish people were sent these prophets, and then later God himself in the form of Jesus Christ. And that these were ignored, they were mistreated, and some of them, including Christ himself, were killed. But it's also a good message for us about preparing ourselves for the wedding feast. Because so many times we find reasons and excuses to ignore the great invitation we've been given. That's what these folks did. Some of them were not showing animosity towards the king. They just ignored him. And they found other things that were more important, like going to their business, or going to their farm, or playing travel soccer. So these are all things that's not actually in the gospel, but we have to make it, that's the job of a preacher, make it applicable to today, you know. So you have a situation where he's just being ignored. The animosity is even in addition to that. And then it's opened up to everyone else. Now, we're in that group that it's been opened up to. Most of us are from Gentile stock, so thank God that invitation is radically open to all of us. But we have to prepare ourselves properly. And so if we look at this, what do we mean by, first of all, accepting the invitation? Well, it means coming and encountering Christ in the sacraments, especially in the great wedding feast of the Lamb, the Mass itself. So we come to Mass, and we're prepared for it. Because it's not just a matter of showing up, it's also being in the proper garment, which can be taken simplistically as the way that we dress, which is important because it's an outward sign of inwardly how seriously we take the Mass. But more importantly, how we adorn our soul. And how do we adorn the soul? Well, we spend the week engaging with the one whose wedding feast we are going to. We spend the week in prayer and doing good for others. And this gives us that wedding garment. It keeps us in touch with the divine so that when we come to Mass, we're truly prepared. We also have to get out of the mentality that so many have, and I've been guilty of that in my past life as well, of thinking that we're doing God a favor by showing up for Mass. And that's just not the case because we don't add anything to God by coming to Mass. He's already God. He's perfect. We come to Mass because he wants to give us the greatest gift of all, himself. God has given us everything. And rather than thinking of it as a requirement, because God's given us so much, we come to worship him. That may be part of it. But it really is an idea of God's given us so much, and he wants to give us one thing more, the greatest thing of all, himself, in the Eucharist. So when we come to Mass, we come with a heart not of obligation, but out of gratitude for this opportunity to be with our Lord. And if we come wearing the proper garment, we are invited forward to partake of the Eucharist. Now that means that we have to not only have done those good works and prayers during the week, but also not be aware of any serious sins on our soul. If we've committed a serious sin, if we've missed Mass in previous weeks, or done something else that is seriously offensive to our Lord, then we're not to come forward for communion. We can still worship, but we're not invited forward because we're not ready. We're not clothed properly. Now, fortunately, our Lord has a radical mercy. And so we go to the confession, and when we do that, we receive that wedding garment. We could put a sign outside that says free wedding garments, but it's that same idea, that that's the way we clothe ourselves. And then we adorn ourselves with those good works and prayers. So our Lord gives us a parable that is easy to understand, because if we truly come to Mass prepared, then we'll be bit by bit preparing ourselves for the greatest wedding feast of all, the wedding feast of the Lamb in heaven. And when we're there, then we'll not fall into sin anymore, because we'll see God face to face, and that's where our joy will be complete. So bit by bit, we prepare ourselves not just for the weekly encounter with Christ, but for eternal life in heaven.